Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I would love to hear from you, so please give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, the call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you want to converse with me on a regular basis during the show, you can always go to chat room at the website smoothdrama.com. You go to smoothdrama.com, we have a fabulous live anonymous chat room. So you can go in there and get your chat on. And also, if you want to social network with us, you can get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. Myself or Mr. J, he of the Celebrity Meet, will add you. Once again, if you want a social network with us, we have a Smooth Drama group on Facebook. Myself and Mr. J, he of Celebrity Meet, will add you. And pretty much anywhere you see Smooth Drama, add us, we'll add you back, and you can talk about it. And so, that being said, it's the apocalypse, right? And we talk about how it's so flabbergasting and how it's so much more scrumptiouser. Because it's the apocalypse, right? We just make it up as we go. And so, because still not a year yet since we first shut down here in California because of COVID, and it's been amazing. It has been amazing. It allowed for time to reflect, do a little research, studying. So one of the things that I researched and studied, I was talking about Celebrity Meet. If you're in the Smooth Drama chat room, I'm gonna drop the nugget in the Smooth Drama chat room. Byte Labs. So what is Byte Labs, ladies and gentlemen? Well, Byte Labs grows meat from celebrity tissue samples and uses it to make artisanal salami. Yeah, I just said that. Just in case you didn't hear me right. Byte Lab grows meat from celebrity tissue samples and uses it to make artisanal salami. It's a website, bitelabs.org. Yeah. So, it all starts with your favorite celebrity and a quick biopsy to obtain the tissue samples. And so, yep, they isolate it. They grow celebrity meat in their bioreactors and in the tradition of Italian cured meats, they dry it, age it, and spice it into fine meat. Yes. And so they have a thing, help celebrities get on board. So you can tweet at the celebrities. For example, they have James Franco, Jennifer Lawrence, Kanye West, Ellen DeGeneres, and they have a hashtag. You can tweet at them with hashtag eat celebrity meat. Yes, it's a website. You can get involved. There's a process. It is amazing. And they talk about the virtues, how it requires less than 1% of the amount of land needed for traditional farming. Yep, it's a clean space for healthier apocalypse style products. So yeah. So for example, my co-host, Miss Brown Sugar, she has a celebrity crush. I'm going to suggest this to her. Maybe she wants to tweet hashtag eat celebrity meat to her celebrity crush. Maybe they'll donate tissue and you can have your celebrity crush on a sandwich. Because they, you know how generally we talk about celebrities, right? And yeah, there's people who want to be around celebrities, get autographs. Or you want to have sex with a celebrity, as they call it, your pound of flesh. Technically, with Bite Labs, you can really get your pound of flesh. You can have your celebrity without the awkward moments on TMZ. You have to break into their house. I had to jump to their bushes or nothing. Just saying, if you're out there listening and you're thinking, man, yes, you can eat a celebrity kind user. You can eat a you technically not eating a celebrity, right? You're engaging in the part. So it's just like, once again, if you was, I don't know, slobbing, you know, y'all swapping spit, you kissing, all that DNA, or you had some sexual intercourse, guess what? Boom. You got it. You get all that without the unique stalking that you may or may not have to do, and all that unnecessary stuff that groupies do, that people do, that groupies do. You can avoid all that through Bite Lab. Please, if anybody decides to contact you, please hit us up here at Smooth Drama. We would love to hear about your Bite Lab experience. Oh my goodness, we would love to hear about your Bite Lab experience. Oh, man. All right. And speaking of experiences, fake news. You know how we love fake news so much. It's a part of pretty much everything we do, right? And we talk about conspiracy theories. And I cannot lie. I am a hardcore conspiracy theorist. I'll talk about some stuff that may or may not exist in your mind frame. Whether or not you think it's real, hey, that's the argument, right? So for me, I saw in Texas, there's the fake snow conspiracy theory claims, right? Where in Texas, it was a complete shit show. Straight up disaster. Crazy, right? Over 4.3 million homes were without electricity, heating, and secure drinking water. Crazy. And it was cold. It was really, really cold. At least 58 people died. And, I mean, it was just a lot. And in between then, Ted Cruz, the state senator, he left and went on vacation in Cancun. And folks criticized him. But I was like, hey, you know what? If it's snowing and there's no electricity, and if you can get away, why wouldn't you? Just saying. You blaming a rich man for doing what a rich man has the capabilities of doing. Not understanding it. Anyway, I digress. Apparently, there's a group of people who are saying that it's fake snow and that Texas weather government generated the snow. So there's a video that talks about this goes out to our government and Bill Gates. Thank you, Bill Gates, for trying to fucking trick us that this is real snow. The woman says in her video, as she holds the cigarette lighter to a snowball over her bathroom basin. Because, you know what? What else she gonna do, right? And she says, you'll see it's not melting and it's going to burn. Snow don't burn. Snow fucking melts. No water, no dripping, no nothing. If I put this in the microwave, it's going to start sparking because there's metal mixed in it. Yeah. So there's another clip where a girl grabs a snowball from her lawn, holds it over a tea light candle, and showing that it doesn't melt and that it's charred black by the flame. And you know, generally, I would dismiss everything folks say when they talk about fake snow and all this other stuff, but I'm not. I can't validate whether or not it's metal snow or something's wrong or whatever. I would argue this, actually. Because we talk about Flint. Well, we've talked about Flint and how they have the crazy water and it gives folks cancer. And it's not even allegedly. And it's 2021 and they're still trying to get the people of Flint clean water 7 years later after it was discovered. Which means that probably 3 years before, the water was terrible. I'm not digressing on this. Who's to say that it is not that way in Texas? I don't know. One, it's the apocalypse. I have learned in this 11 months that we've had that man, ain't nothing off the table. Fake snow, Why the hell not? Fake snow in Texas. Why the hell not? Snow that don't melt, that just burns and charred black. Why the hell not? I mean, everything else is on the table. I'm lightweight, waiting on Jesus to come back. Yahshua ben Yosef, whichever name you want to give him. I'm like, you know what? If it just happens, you just get the knock on the door. Everybody come outside. Everybody get an angel. Just knock on the door. Hey, guess what? Come outside. Jesus is in the sky. Or rather, Yahshua ben Yosef is in the sky. Would you really be shocked right now, ladies and gentlemen? Would you really be shocked? I mean, I asked that question because I'm like, it's all on the table. So, as crazy as that sounds, I'm guessing, 7 years ago when we talked about Flint, most folks were like, nah, man, ain't no way. Everybody in Flint got crazy water that's lined with lead, and pretty much everybody's probably going to die from cancer in that region. You thought that's a conspiracy theory. There's no way in hell that would happen. But yeah, why not? Why not? On that note, go on break. This is Run the Jewels. Ooh la la.
Looking for ends like I lost a friend. Jump out of my bed like red as red. You go hold the egg. Wait to bring a stack. When we talk, we come at your car. Keep us in your thoughts. We'll leave tracks at the crack of dawn. But they're heading off. I can hear them from the block. See them creeping through the park. See them speeding up. See them season kicked off. Oh my God. Look alive. Looking like I live life on a crooked line. Doing fine. You want maximum stupid. I am the guy. First of all, fuck the fucking law. We is fucking law. Pick up off. Horses on the head. They are pushing ball. Like a beast. In the pussy feet, still fuck the wall. I'm a dog, I'm a dirty dog. Ha 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 ha. Oh, dirty bastard, go in your dog. Gimme, y'all. Gimme, gimme, going, gimme, y'all. You delicious, my linguistic thoughts, they rule the damage, y'all. And I rap it, wanna rap it, keep that up the camera. This ain't a something. One mug is a dump and a point and click at your pumpkin. Get stuff in instructions, so put your kids in the oven. Fuck the king of playing and all of them all subject. I call the team is out and I piss so they keep them dumping. People, we the pirates, the pirates, it's way to tough. No matter what you order, my fucker, we want to stuff with. I used to love proof, but nigga, my beat a loca. Help me understand, I'm probably more of a joke. When we usher in chaos and show that we did it style. Cannibals on this island, inmates for the asylum.
DJ, come here.
together you got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F. The N Word. That was Run the Jewels. Ooh la la. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, still a little apocalypse. And just in case you didn't think the old rules, I mean, we talk about Groundhog Day all the time, right? But I always want to make sure everybody understands that, yes, it's uncharted territory during the apocalypse. You just never know what's going to happen. But some of the same old still applies. For example, pulse oximeters. These are medical devices used in battling COVID. You know what? They just came out and said they may not work effectively on people of color, according to health officials. What do they say? The devices may be less accurate in people with dark skin pigmentation, the U.S. FDA said in the statement. They say Black patients are nearly three times as likely to have dangerously low blood oxygen levels go undetected by pulse oximetry compared with white patients, the FDA said, citing December research. So, if any of you pigmented people, you got any pigment in you and you use the oximeter, that shit was wrong. Just in case you didn't know it, shit was wrong. Just mark that down. All right. Just mark that down. It is not correct. Also, something that is not correct. I don't know. I'm giddy for some reason. I don't know why I'm giddy. I'm just giddy. All right. Maybe I slept too much. Anyway, Florida. As I didn't start off the show in Florida. Maybe some of you thought, you know what? Florida's getting better. And I'm going to say, Florida is getting better. You want to know why, ladies and gentlemen? Well, Florida, the state of Florida, the state water board, The State Water Board of Florida unanimously, I said that right, approved with protests Nestle's bid to pump 1 million gallon daily for its bottled water business from the Santa Fe River Natural Spring in north central Florida. Yep. So, the critics, activists, said pumping of the crystal blue waters would put at risk the health of an already taxed river and a network of springs that make up its surrounding ecosystem. At nearly 60 feet deep, around the 200-acre forest, Guinea Springs is one of Florida's most popular freshwater diving locations, and enormously popular among swimmers, paddlers, and naturalists. So, yeah, the activist, they want to swim and dive. And I get that. You know what? Getting rid of the rivers, that is a totally uncool thing. But fresh drinking water, I don't know if that's a bad idea. The only thing that would give me pause, and I could be wrong for this, but I highly doubt it, is the fact that it's drinking water from Florida. I know. I'm too hard on Florida. I ride Florida way too hard. I talk about all the crazy, because crazy stuff happens everywhere, right? Crazy stuff happens everywhere. Why are you talking about Florida so much? I mean, aside from the fact that a lot of crazy stuff happened there, I just started thinking about Nestle water. Now, normally you go to the grocery store or the convenience store. Mostly it's convenience stores, right? And you know, I gotta get some water real quick. Now when I see Nestle, I'm a pause. I had already paused on Evian water. You know, I don't know if people remember this, but the controversy, well, it wasn't controversy. It was just the fact that Evian water, if you spell it backwards, it says naive. It's like I always say to my co-hosts, I'm scared of trap music because it's a trap. If the water Evian is naive backwards, kind of shy away from it. And now, when we talk about Nestle, and I mean, when we talk about Nestle, what are we talking about? We talk about water from Florida. And then I start thinking, you got a lot of crazy stuff that happens in Florida. A lot of unique things that happen there. And you say, what do they universally do in water? They all drink the water. Because, I mean, maybe it's the air. But then you would say, oh, there's a dome and the wind doesn't blow. Because then you would say, maybe all the southern states, because you get them hurricanes and the wind from Florida going to another state and drive them crazy. And one could argue that a lot of the states in the south may or may not have some issues. But Florida, we say Florida has an inordinate amount of unique happenings. And they drink that water. So, despite my best instincts of not stereotyping and pigeonholing a particular region, I would say, yeah, I'm not going to drink Nestle's water. Because it comes from Florida. So, I've got two on the list. Evian and Nestle. And being that I went out and I bought a water filter. So, I'm kind of good. I've got water that's filtered at the house. So, I can make my own bottled water. I'm just saying. I'll pass. So as a public service announcement, Nestle, using water from Florida. All right, so, lest I forget, Smooth Drama, Smooth Drama Industries as an entity. We've gone into the daily affirmation business. And so on the regular, we want to provide you for those of you, because I was serious about that, body dysmorphia. If any of you are just, you look in the mirror and you're not feeling quite so fresh. You're like, man, my titties are saggy. And that goes for men too. Shout out to my homies from gotopless.org. If you're looking, you're like, man, my ass don't poke out, or it pokes out too much. Oh, I gotta get rid of these hips. You're just overanalyzing yourself. You know what? We have our correspondents that have been nice enough to give us daily affirmations. And so I'm gonna give you a daily affirmation before I go on.
That must be jelly, because jam damn sure don't shake like that. Whew. Loving the view, baby. Loving the view.
All right, so if you're feeling sad and blue and you got some gloom to you, here at Smooth Drama, we have Smooth Drama correspondents whose sole purpose is to just, you want to call, leave us a message. Hey, you want to hear that daily affirmation? We're going to put up different daily affirmations. We're going to play different daily affirmations because I want you to feel good about yourself. So you know what? When you're sitting there and you're thinking, I don't have enough ass. I got too much ass. Cellulite on it, whatnot. I want you to think of our correspondent. I want that correspondent to be in your ear. Shake that jelly. Admiring the view. Admiring the view. Now, commercial's over. Back to our normally scheduled program. For all you people who have Macs, not that I'm picking on people who have Macs, but it just seems to be there's an inordinate amount of stories. Now, this could be a conspiracy theory. Anyway, so what's the conspiracy theory? There's always stories about the Mac and how it's so insecure. Your iPhones, your Mac computers. Oh, getting ahead of myself. Apparently, there is a new malware that has infected an untold amount. They say 40,000, but that just means an untold amount of Macs are infected by mysterious malware, researchers say. They call it Silver Sparrow. And so it's been dubbed mysterious for two reasons, including that apparently it lacks an ultimate payload and researchers can't determine the purpose of the threat. The second relates to a file that, if present on an infected machine, causes Silver Sparrow to uninstall itself. We do not know why this file is present on certain systems or why its presence causes Silver Sparrow to uninstall itself. But they say it does not deliver a malicious payload, but they're concerned that it could be updated to deliver one at a moment's notice. Yep. So they discovered it, and they revoked the certificates of the developer accounts used to sign the packages, preventing new machines from being infected, allegedly, after discovering the malware. So it's just, it's a mystery. Not that I want to scare y'all or anything like that. I mean, we are in the middle of the apocalypse, so a little computer virus that may or may not fuck your shit up. Who knows? Right? Who knows? It may or may not happen. It hasn't happened. And then there's a certain file that'll appear. They didn't say what the file was, but they'll say it's a certain file that appears on your computer that will make this mysterious thing, Silver Sparrow, disappear. Silver Sparrow sounds like a great superhero name, right? Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Silver Sparrow in this mother. Y'all don't recognize me? I got all silver. Anyway, I'm just saying. So, if you have a Mac or an iPhone or anything Apple, don't worry. It may or may not affect you. Allegedly. It may or may not affect you. Just wanted to put you up on game. Because you wanted to be up on game, right? Right. And that's what we here for here at Smooth Drama. To hook you up. To let you know that your iPhone, because iPhones are computers, your Macs, all that stuff, may or may not have something that's really, really dangerous that may or may not affect pretty much everything that you do on your phone or on your computer. Now, I'm not saying because I've got a Windows that I'm safe by any shape of the imagination, but because I'm guessing I'm not. But I'm going to guess, because Apple's making so much money, somebody is trying to dig into Apple's pockets. Thus, you caused all this confusion. Just a thought. I could be wrong. I could be right. At this point, it's apocalypse. Who gives a shit? That sounds so defeated. I shouldn't even talk about that. I should talk about something that's trivial. That's not even really all that important. Supreme Court. They're debating on whether misdemeanors can be a foot in the door for warrants. Let me repeat that. The Supreme Court is to debate whether misdemeanors can be a cause for warrants. Now, for those of you who were paying attention here in California, the Bay Area in particular, there was a proposition measure where the police were trying to say if you had a misdemeanor, it could be reclassified as a felony and the police could charge you and come after you. It was crazy because nobody was talking about it. Everybody was talking about the ride share stuff. Everybody saw that one. But there was no commercials for that one with the police reclassifying your misdemeanors as a felony, or could determine that your misdemeanor could be upgraded to a felony. Those kind of things don't get headlines. But it happened. Fortunately for us, it was defeated. I know I voted against it because I'm like, yeah. So you're going to classify the person who stole the Snickers the same as the dude like Dylan Roof who walks in and kills a bunch of people during Bible study. I don't think they weigh the same. I just don't. Now, I mean, we think about it, you know, the fact that Dylan got food and the person who stole the candy bar probably wanted food. I mean, it's a candy bar. But I would make a more reasonable assumption that the individual who took the candy bar wanted to eat over the person that just decided I wanted to kill people. And, I mean, if we're going to be real here for a second, he actually didn't go in there just because he wanted to kill people because they were praying. That particular reverend, he actually had been a part of the removing the Confederate flag, the argument. He made a persuasive argument to remove the Confederate flag from the state of, I believe, South Carolina. So, yeah, it was more a political hit. But, you know, we ain't talking about stuff like that when we know these are lone gunmen. There's no rhyme or reason or pattern to any of this. It's foolish talk, right? It's just me being paranoid. So stop doing that. So anyway, Supreme Court, they're debating on whether or not misdemeanors can be used for warrants. So be very careful, people. You get that misdemeanor, police may or may not, well, not like they can't bust in your door and shoot you because you're playing video games on the couch or anything like that. But we are talking about misdemeanors. They're debating it. Now, while everybody's talking about the riot, insurrection, and all this other stuff, I would pay attention to this because this one's a little bit more serious because we already know that nothing's going to happen to these rioters, although they're talking about it. Now, they're talking about it. And we'll talk about it in the next segment here. But this is the important thing. Because if the Supreme Court says, yeah, you can give warrants for misdemeanors, that means it's already open season. I can't say that it's open season because it's always been open season. But it'll be like open season. Because you would do it under a Democratic president so folks wouldn't pay attention to it. But it would happen. Misdemeanors, people. Misdemeanors. Think long and hard before you steal those candy bars. Think long and hard. Anyway, I'm going break. This is Method Man and Red Man. Maybe I can do this. How high?
Take it from the top. Chippy.
I'm all monkey roll. Bring it, daddy.
Yeah. Hey.
Excuse me as I kiss the sky. Finger bump the 6 cents, a pocket from the ride. Who the fuck on the dime for they culture? Off the dead body like a vulture. The galleon, blacker than your blackest stallion. Hit your housing. Projects, I represent your challenge. My nigga, how you? The fucker looks now, the gunpowder be going down. Diggy, diggy down, diggy down.
While the planets and the stars and the moons collapse. When I raise my trigger finger, all y'all niggas hit the deck. Cause ain't no need for that. Hustlers and hardcore. Roar to the floor, roar like reservoir doors. The green eyed bandit can't stand it. With more booty and loot than that you can't stand, bitch. Slut, the barbarzy got me wild.
Fucking with us.
It's a straight suicide.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, murder, one lyric at your door. Take out, bring it to that ass roar. Breaking all the rules like glass jaws. Nigga, you got to get mine to get yours. Fucker, we don't need no rap tour. I'd rather kick the facts and catch you with the rap chore. More than you bargained for. The cow that stays open like an all-night store. We're rare like you should ill, like a piece of blue steel. Pointed at your temper with the intent to kill. And then your existence. M.E.T. Ain't no use for resistance. H.O.D.
I beat the ultimate rush to any nigga on dust. The Egyptian must used to have me format nuts. I shift like a clutch with the ruck. Examine my nuts. I don't stop till I get enough. Your shit broke down like your flare. Since the dark side tears you into Hollywood Square. 6 million ways to die, so I chose. Say the 6 million in one with your eyes closed. The blindfold cold so you can feel the vibe. It shattered the glass in second half of your funky ass. And hey, you're my man.
Cow.
Hit me now. Bitches used to play me, now they can't forget me now. They get me now. I rock the spot, that Glock. In the offer, licking up in hip-hop. Fuck the billboard, I'm a bullet on my block. How you dope when you pay for your billboard spot?
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
In the funk doctor's spot, smoking Buddha on the train. So how did I get kissed the sky?
Sick
that you can suck my dick. Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
Fucking now, Johnny Blaze, ain't a damn thing changed.
How
high? So how did I get kissed the sky?
Sick.
So sick that you can suck my dick. So my man, Raider Ruckus, come home. It ain't really on to the Ruckus. Get home, puff a mess, home. Now I'm on to the red zone. We don't need your dirt, we got our fucking own. Jacket, I bring havoc with my hectic. Bring the pain, liver screaming for the antiseptic. Moving on your left, and the method. I'm a fucking dome beast, plus I got no love for the beast. Coming from the big east coast, where niggas pack to the home of the drug kingpin and cut.
Hey boy, you the real boy on the block. You try to stop the bum rush, you will get caught.
I'm running out with a race. My style was born in the busy staircase. Dick, F a rap critic. He talk about it while I lift it. If Fred got the blunt, I'm the second one to hit.
Look up in the, I got the bird now, the Glock, see ya. Into the center, lyrics bang like Vicar. Shave habit, I bring habit with the name K-Matic. Rolling blunts and all day habit. I get it all like Smith and West. Who clicks the best? Folks take a sip and test. Who splits the best? The folk phenomenon. I'm bombing you like Lebanon. Looking out the Panama, just long stamina. Styles not to be fucked with or played with. Fuck the pretty hoes, I love those Section 8 bit. Just hitting snitches with the wig with that radical mathematical type scripture. I dig up in your planet like Digger. Woo, scared you, blew you to smither. Free, fuck the Marines, I got machines that like to spit and read bad magazines. I play more heads than continental. Wreck your 5 times like U.S. Air off an instrumental. Look, I'm not a halfway crook with bad look, but I make murder your case like your name is Cal Brook. I break them all proper. Ask Biggie Smalls who shot ya. Fuck doctor with the 12-gauge Mossberg. Look, I got the Tuesday Vickle to make your mind tickle.
Yo,
for the 9 nickel.
Yo, Fred, your broke-ass pussy ass. You ain't got to say no more, man. That's
word
it, man.
Together you got to move. Drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Method Man, Red Man. How high? 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, yeah. There are some things, like I said, that people just assume would change because of the apocalypse, right? But no. there's some things that don't change. And we're not necessarily talking about Groundhog Day, even though we're talking about something that is Groundhog Day-ish. For example, walking home from work. There have been some people who in their lifetime have actually walked home from work. It's, you know, if you work close to the house, you know, get your stroll on. It's not that big a deal, right? Except for in Texas. In Texas, Rodney Reese, black man, got off the job at Walmart. He was walking home because he was in the middle of the road to avoid the icy sidewalks, according to him. Because icy sidewalks are slippery. You might fall and hurt yourself. So you walk in the snow so you don't fall and hurt yourself. California residents may understand that if you've ever been somewhere. Those sidewalks will kill you. You would rather walk in the snow with your boots. Just a tip, just in case you ever want to try it. Or if you want to slide up to Reno, you can practice. Anyway, Rodney Reese is walking home, and police arrested him. and charged him for walking home. They said in northeastern Texas, the police were called to check on the man stumbling in the snow. And now, he was suspicious because he was wearing a t-shirt in the cold. Plus, he was a black man. So, it's cold outside. So, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he probably was doing, he was in the middle of a crazy thing. But, once again, it's the apocalypse. People going to have their breaking points. And if you want to walk in the snow with a t-shirt on, hey, it's your pneumonia. It's nobody else's. He ain't bothering nobody. Anyway, he got arrested for that. They dropped the charges. Yeah, because the police, they arrested him because he declined to tell them where he lived. Because apparently, walking home in a t-shirt, even though we've seen people at football games outside in the cold with just a letter painted on their body, or their bodies are painted, and they're just out there in their drawers, whatnot, whoa, for a whole game. Just saying. So walking home while being black may or may not get you arrested. Yeah. And he said, you get nervous interacting with law enforcement. I'm like, yeah, most people do. For some strange reason, black folks are scared of the police or interactions with the police. They may or may not make black folks nervous. I wonder why. I just wonder why. And so, on that note, Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no!
Alright. Groundhog Day. A guy named Raymond Wood, an undercover cop who worked for the New York City Police Department between 1964 to 71, included a confession about his role in Malcolm X's death and claimed that the FBI and NYPD were involved in the cover-up. What? No. Anyway, his words, I participated in actions that in hindsight were deplorable and detrimental to the advancement of my own black people. My actions on behalf of the New York City Police Department, BOSSE, were done under duress and fear that if I did not follow the orders of my handlers, I could face detrimental consequences. Unquote. And so, you know, BOSSE was an undercover police operation designed to take down black nationalists. Anyway, yep, he was assigned without training to infiltrate civil rights organizations throughout New York City to find evidence of criminal activity so the FBI could discredit and arrest its leaders. Deathbed. We've heard of deathbed pronunciations before. I believe what the heifer who lied on Emmett Till, she died and she's like, yeah, he didn't do it. Yeah, like, yeah, no shit, heifer. And this dude. The NYPD and the FBI were involved in the murder and cover up of the murder of Malcolm X. Wow. Didn't see that one coming. No, 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 no. There's just, yeah, yeah. I mean, whoo. Deathbed letter. Why he do it? Well, probably because he's got the Judeo-Christian belief, I don't want to go to hell. I'm not going to say it's a crisis of conscience because what, that was 60 years ago, almost 60 years ago? Yep. But on my deathbed, to be released after I died because I don't want to hear it. Hey, I was a part of killing somebody who loved me and just wanted me to be better. Wanted my life to be better. So, yeah, he did deplorable things. Yep, Groundhog Day. There's always been people who did things that were against their own best interests. Why? Shit. Just because. It was against their own best interest. Crazy how that sounds. I'm going to argue for something that is not good for me. And I'm going to argue against something that's good for me. It's the American way. What can you say? And it's, of course, Groundhog Day. Haters going to hate. And continue to hate. And on that note, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to continue to chat, you can jump into the chat room. We can talk a taste at smoothdrama.com. Other than that, I'll catch you on the flip side. Peace out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands
up. Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth.